Editor's note. Hey guys, this is Alicia from the future. So just wanted to pop in and say hi. And also Jordan and I cut ourselves off in the very beginning of the podcast. So we didn't get to formally introduce ourselves. So welcome to Read Between the Wine. This is going to be episode one. A little just introduction, a little something, just so that way you guys can get to know us a little bit better. But anyway, just wanted to hop on again, just say welcome, and yeah, Read Between the Wine, episode one. Here we go.
Welcome to episode numero uno.
Oh, yeah. I never thought that this would happen.
Really?
Yes.
I always kind of envisioned it.
Yeah,
back in my mind.
But with me, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You didn't stand a chance. Just kidding.
I was like the last in line. You're like, well, you're the only one that's free, so I'll just do it with you.
No! How are you doing, my love? How's your week been?
Well, it's been a rough week, but I'm hanging in there. What about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Caught a bit of a cold, so it's not COVID. Please.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Don't come at me.
I wouldn't have let her in.
We're both vaccinated.
Yes. Fully vaccinated.
100%. Yes. Caught a cold, but I feel like I'm coming back.
Okay.
Doing pretty well. This is my last week of my class that I'm taking online. For those of our listeners, you know, we'll share a little bit about ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm a graduate student, and so I have one more class to finish for this term, and then I am done after this week. So that is exciting, at least, of course, until next term starts.
Yes.
So, you know. But to share with you guys just a little bit about ourselves, why don't we dive into why we started this podcast, Alicia.
Yes.
You want to share?
Well, it was your idea. So
this is true. It was.
Yeah, so Jordan, she decided that she wanted to do this podcast after listening to Heaving Bosoms.
Love them.
Yes.
Highly recommend. Please take a listen.
Yes, they are hilarious. Greatest podcast ever. I started listening to it also, and it's actually really good. So
love
yes.
you, Aaron and Melody. If you ever listen to this podcast, it'd be great.
I know. We'll send you some personal rough drafts, and you can help us edit. So we decided that we were going to do this. Jordan brought up the idea of us reading a book and then making a podcast reviewing it, and I was like, well, hey, we drink, so why not add that into the mix? And here we are, and we are reading books, and then we come to you guys, and we review them, whether we hate it or we love it.
Exactly.
And then we will be drinking, so we'll see how, well, drunk I get. I mean, Jordan doesn't drink that much.
I kind of have a one-and-done rule for everybody out there.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, sometimes I might drink a little more than one, but I'm driving to tonight, so
yes.
Gotta be a little safe out there. The idea to start a podcast initially was Alicia's,
mm-hmm.
was yours.
Yes.
And then I came to her with this
mm-hmm.
concept. But anyway, why don't we, real quick too, we can share with y'all what we're drinking tonight.
Yeah.
It is one of our favorite bachelorettes, Caitlin Bristow, who just got engaged this week. Congrats to Caitlin and
yes,
Jason.
Congrats.
But we're drinking Spade and Sparrows Rosé.
Mm-hmm.
It is fantastic. I should throw a little disclaimer out there. We did not listen to the instruction to chill before we started drinking. But that's okay because we did put it in the fridge and then put some ice in there and it was good.
Yes.
But anyway, unlike Heaving Bosoms, I guess we should share that we are not going to be exclusive to the books or to the wine that we drink.
Yeah.
So to the books we read, the wine we drink.
Yes.
We're out there to try all the things. Well, Alicia and I did have a conversation, everything except horror, pretty much.
Yeah.
Jordan's not about it.
Yes.
Or erotica. Sorry. If you're here expecting that,
That's not our cup of tea. So no Fifty Shades of Grey. No, I don't even know what else is out there. I don't want to know what else is out there. So
no, thank you.
Not for me either. So I am good on that note. But yes, we will be reading everything else. We will be drinking different things. We may spruce it up every once in a while and have a cocktail or something.
Why the heck not?
Special occasions. I know someone's turning 30 this year.
But somebody else has a birthday before me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are you turning 29?
Yeah.
My gosh, I always forget she's a year younger than me. Okay, so we're totally dating ourselves, but y'all, we've been friends since over 20 years.
Yes.
Has it been over 25? It has. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's been over 25 years. I know. We're old. It's okay.
We're not that old. We're not that old, but still.
I have gray hairs.
I've had gray hair since we were, like, 9.
This is very true.
But anyway, no, the motivation really behind starting this podcast was that we both love to read.
Yeah.
Yes, we love to drink wine, but we love to read. Alicia, where did the love of books start for you?
So, funny story. It actually started for me, gosh, how old were we when Harry Potter came out?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do we need to age ourselves any more than that?
No, but you know what? Go ahead and talk about it. Yes. I'm gonna check.
Yeah, so whenever that was, it was actually when they first started coming out with the Harry Potter books. I mean, that was really it for me because, I mean, I was not really a fan of reading or anything. 2001...
is when it was released, yes. So Harry Potter was... Oh, wait. No. Sorry. Is that the film?
That's the film.
Lo siento mucho. 1997.
Oh, stab me in the heart. 1997?
Yeah, so that's been about as long as we've known each other then.
Yes.
Yeah?
Since 1997. Oh, my
gosh. Well,
just keep on talking, Jordan.
Anyway, so it was...
Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter series.
Yes,
okay.
It was with the Harry Potter series. And then, you know, Twilight started coming out too, so I kind of felt myself coming into the series books and Lord of the Rings and all that fun stuff. So that's definitely where it was for me. And so,
amen.
Yeah. So love it all, and can't wait to actually start reading, you know, more because I feel like, especially with this year and the pandemic and, you know, just keeping...
Did you find that you read more this last year?
Yes.
Because I did.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Okay.
Same. So okay, it's a good escape, too, when you just want to sit there and forget your problems for about an hour or two. Just
escape into a new world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so for me, I think the love of reading really was ingrained in me from my grandmother, to be completely honest with you, my maternal grandmother. She passed away when I was young. I was maybe 13, 14, but I always remember visiting with her. There wasn't a moment, it felt like, where she wasn't learning something, where she wasn't reading.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a framed picture that I have of her and I, and we're both sitting on the couch and she's reading a John Grisham book and I'm reading Little House on the Prairie.
Cute.
Yeah, and it just was a really great reminder that the love of books and the love of reading really stemmed from seeing that example from a really young age. And so I've just always loved it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome.
So that would be where it really started for me.
Mm.
But, let's go into that. What are some books that we have loved, books we've hated? For those of you listening, so we aren't recapping a book.
Yeah.
We have not read a book yet.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we've read. We're bookworms. But for this podcast specifically, we have not read a book yet.
Yeah.
By the end of this episode, we will have our very first book chosen. June happens to be Alicia's birthday month.
Hey, hey. Okay.
So she has the honor and the burden, I guess I should say, of choosing our very first book. But after talking about why we love to read, where our love for reading came from, what are some of your favorite books? What are some of your least favorite books?
Ooh,
do tell.
That's a good question. So I would say probably my top favorite book is this book by Danielle Steele, and it's called His Bright Light, and it's a really just heartbreaking story of a, you know, this author who writes incredible books in the first place.
And she's a phenomenal.
Yes, love her to death. Novelist. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so she decided to write a story about her son who did commit suicide, unfortunately, due to mental health. And
this was years ago.
Yes.
Because I remember you read this back in high school.
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell me about this, or was this middle school?
No,
even?
It was high school.
Was it high school? Okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So yeah, that was just one of the hardest books. And then, you know, reading that in high school and coming out of high school and being a mom, you know, and a young mom at that, you know, it's just scary because you just never know what your kids are really going through. And I know I felt that too, because, you know, I deal with my own mental health issues also. And, you know, no one really understands the storm that's going on inside. And just for the fact that, you know, she decided to speak for him was just, it was so inspiring, but it was also so heartbreaking at the same time.
Absolutely.
So it was definitely, you know, one of those books where it will definitely get you in your feels, and, you know, it's just so sad, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's one of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites. One of my top favorites. One of my least favorites. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, me
But
either.
Then all of a sudden that just hit me. I was like, yes, we should talk about books that we love.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the same time, it's okay to say, I wasn't a fan of that.
I wasn't a fan of that book. Yeah, I can't think of one that's coming
on the
We'll
have to come back to that.
We will, yeah. I'll have to re-jog
what are a couple
my
other
memory.
What are books that you love then?
Oh, my goodness. So there's actually one. It's by Anna Faris called Unqualified. I don't know if you've read her book yet.
No. But she also has a podcast. Shout out to Anna Faris.
Yes.
Okay.
Queen. So that's also been one of my favorites too. Just getting into like a look into her life has been really interesting, you know. So that book, definitely pick that up.
Okay.
Also another top favorite book, I don't recall the name of it, but it's by Laura Clary. She's that Facebooker. What language am I speaking?
I don't know what language you're speaking.
I've had enough wine today. But she came out with a book.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Here, I just pulled her up for you.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So,
I don't remember. Does she have more than one book right now? Or does she just have the one?
No, she just has that one. So it's called Idiot, Life Stories from the Creator of Help, Helen Smash. And so it just goes through her life, her addiction, you know, her issues that she had with her family, and just her trying to be successful, and then it never worked. And it was just such a heartbreaking, yet just inspiring. And, you know, another book that's so inspiring. I feel like that's kind of what I try to lean on a lot, too, is books that inspire.
So you enjoy books that have depth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Substance.
Exactly.
Meat.
Yeah. Meat. All the meat. I want all the things.
We had tacos for dinner.
Yes.
They were delicious.
They
Thank
were very
you.
Good. Yes, you're welcome.
Those are good. Those are good book recommendations. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about you. What about you, girlfriend?
Oh my gosh. Okay, favorite books. Well, it'll be no surprise to Alicia. Yeah, I'm a huge Harry Potter girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, gotta give props to Harry Potter. Actually, too, I mean, with this last year and the pandemic, everything, I mean, I discovered another podcast out there for those of you who enjoy, there's Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, which I love. The hosts basically just unpack the books. But something that I love about that podcast is that they really unpack text to explain why we should find meaning behind it, right?
Right?
Why we should treat it with respect, why we should treat it as sacred. So anyway, outside of that, Harry Potter, definitely one I hugely enjoy. Gosh, that's really hard, because there's definitely a lot of books I feel like I love. It's easier for me to talk about authors. I feel like. So I'm going to go into authors. Mm-hmm. Emily Giffen.
Yes.
Love her. Mm-hmm. She wrote Something Borrowed, Something Blue. She has several books out now. My goal is to eventually read all of her books. Mm-hmm. Jasmine Gilroy. She's a great author. Yes, I have been a Nicholas Sparks fan.
Always Nicholas Sparks.
You know? Oh gosh. What else? Trying to remember. I think I told you about a couple of books that I read recently. An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. Mm. For those of you book lovers out there, you've probably heard a lot about that book recently. It is so amazing. I can't speak enough to it. Robin Carr is another fantastic author that I love. If any of you out there know the Virgin River series on Netflix, I got into that this past year with the global shutdown and absolutely flipped my mind when I realized it was a book series. Mm-hmm. And y'all, there's like 25 books out there. Jeez. So I am making it my goal also not only to read every Emily Giffen book, but to read the Virgin River series. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm on book 3. So I'm getting
She's
there.
She's working on it. She's working on you it. You know, she's working
in
on
the
it.
Midst of podcasting and mm-hmm. working full time and being a grad student. You know,
all the things.
Oh, and being a dog mom.
Oh, yes.
And a homeowner. No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal at all.
But yeah, so I think probably what we should do is talk about some options that we have for books that are coming up this next month. And then kind of by process of elimination, you want to choose what we're going to read?
Oh goodness.
Do you have the list pulled up?
I have a...
So here's what I'm going to challenge Alicia to do, listeners, okay? You would think I've had more to drink than I actually have. I think I started slurring my words there a little bit. Anyway, no, so pull up that list. So for those of you listening out there too, as this podcast is developing, I mean, we want to take suggestions from you guys. Yes. We want to take recommendations. We are absolutely open. Like we said, we're probably going to shy away from horror. We're probably going to shy away from erotica.
Yes.
But honestly, everything else out there is fair game.
Yes.
Historical, mm-hmm. classic, romance, fiction, nonfiction, yep. sci-fi.
Thriller?
Sure. I can do thriller.
Thriller, yes.
Autobiographies.
Perfect.
Biographies. Yes. I'm trying to think of other genres. Mystery. Yeah, you said thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those, like... Okay. Oh, that reminds me, too, of another series that I grew up reading was Nancy Drew.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
I know. Yeah. I talked about reading Little House on the Prairie, but my grandpa, I remember one time when our family made a Costco trip, and at Costco, they used to sell those box sets of Nancy Drew, and then what was the other one? The Hardy Boys? No.
Oh my
god. You know what I'm talking about. You read them. Did you not read them? Maybe you didn't. You know what I'm talking about. Was it the Hardy Boys?
I honestly do not remember. The only books that I really do, like, remember going to, like, the book fair to go grab were the Goosebumps.
Okay. Which were also the ones that I could never get, because whenever we went to the school library, the ones that were always checked out were Goosebumps and Captain Underpants.
Yes. I mean, they were the best.
You always had them.
I always did.
And I could never check them out. I was correct. It was the Hardy Boys.
Yes.
So anyway, back on track.
Yes.
We may go on tangents.
We may, yes.
Anyway, so I think what we should do, so we have already a growing list, listeners, of books that we have read, that we may want to read for the podcast, books that we haven't read yet that we may want to read for the podcast, those kinds of things. I recently introduced Alicia to the Book of the Month club. Y'all, if you have not checked it out, it's fantastic. For $14.99 a month, you get to choose between 5 books. They are fantastic. I mean, I have loved just about every Book of the Month book that I've received. And actually, that was another thing. I mean, I picked up really during the pandemic. So if you want to hear us review Book of the Month books, then maybe we'll start sticking with that.
Yes. Not sponsored, but if y'all want to sponsor us, I'm just, you know, throwing that out there.
Okay, but I think what we should do, so look at the list, Alicia.
Yes.
Pick, like, your top three titles that are standing out to you.
Okay.
We will pull up the synopsis, we'll read those, perfect, give our thoughts, and then you choose.
I will choose.
What do you think?
Okay, so the first one that caught my eye was actually the one that you had said you read, The Vanishing Half. That one just stuck with me. I was like, oh, what
is
that?
It's a fantastic book.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, Britt Bennett. You are a beautiful author. No, listen. Genius. Alicia.
Yes.
I could not put this book down.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm not kidding.
It was just that good.
Yes.
You had to get all of it. So, according to this...
So, Alicia's going to give y'all this synopsis.
Yes. Okay.
Is that what it is? Synopsis? Summary?
Summary?
I don't know. What do you call it for a book?
Book summary?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So, really quick. So, Vanishing Half, again, by Britt Bennett. 81% of readers liked this book. I almost said viewers. Again, I have maybe...
We're not rating movies.
Yes, we're
sorry.
Not.
No. We might from time to time.
Yeah, if we do, we'll see.
But I think we should only review and discuss movies that have been made from books.
Yes.
And there are a lot out there.
Yes.
And let's just put this debate to rest now. The book books is always better than the movie. 100%.
1,000%. Yes.
Although there are few cases... There are a couple of cases. Mm-hmm. And actually, Nicholas Sparks novels are one of them. I'm not going to lie. A Walk to Remember, 100% the movie is better.
Yes, I agree. I think
Did you ever even try to read the book?
I did read the book.
Oh, yeah, no, I did too.
Yeah, and then every
Nothing like the book.
No.
Nothing like the movie.
I watch the movie and I cry every time. I don't think there is ever a time that I do not cry. But that's fine. Okay, so summary. Whoa, Jordan.
I'm fine. We're fine.
Someone's getting a little Western.
No.
All right. So, also really quick. So, the genres that this is under, it says it's a historical fiction, a mystery, a family saga, and a domestic fiction, which I think we'll have to research what a domestic fiction is.
It might be just like, I guess what would that mean?
I don't know.
We'll have to look it up.
So it says, The Vanishing Half is a historical fiction novel by American author Britt Bennett. It is her second novel and was published by Riverhead Books in 2020. This actually doesn't tell me what the book is about. I got it. Summary. Hold on. We're getting there. All right.
Well, she's getting her synopsis. Life together, folks.
That's what it is.
Oh, it is a synopsis.
Yes, but I'll keep reading what this says, though, here, because it says it was published by Riverhead Books in 2020, debuted at number one on the New York Times Fiction Bestseller. HBO acquired the rights to develop a limited series with Bennett. Executive producer.
What?
That was why I wanted to say that part.
Guys.
She's going to hyperventilate.
Hold up. It's coming. Wait a second.
No, it's coming.
The whole time. The whole time I was reading that book, I said this needed to be a series.
Well, HBO picked it up just for you. I know.
Oh my gosh. Love you, HBO.
You sound like a velociraptor.
Guys, I like I said, I do have a cold right now. I promise. Yes. I'm probably not going to sound like this next week.
Yes. No, it's okay. All right, so the synopsis here. So The Vanishing Half follows the lives of two twin girls, both light-skinned black girls, who run away from home at the age of 16. Desiree marries a dark-skinned black man and has a child while still lives her life passing as white. It's all that it's giving me. And I am already reeled in.
I told you. So basically, the concept, right? The book is about living mixed race, right? Mm-hmm. And passing as one race or the other. I don't even know if I should say mixed race. It is. Oh, it's just so good. Okay, so anyway, that is your first option. Do you want to give to the crowd your second option? What would be your second one?
Yeah, second option, shout out to my sister, Stephanie. So she has been killing it with these books. So she has these books. They're called The Merry Maids, and it's actually a series. So she has Merry Maids.
Interesting.
I know. I actually have all of them.
She's stepping away from our makeshift living room recording studio.
Hey, it's all we got, all right? So she has The Merry Maids, Peace Finder, and then Star Killer. And these have been everything. So I will go ahead and give you the little spew. So this one, which, by the way, my sister does everything. She does the artwork. She does everything, and she's amazing. So shout out to you, Steph. You said you'd be our first listener, so I love you.
And shout out to Stephanie, who also has a podcast of her own.
Yes. And it is called, oh my goodness, I am drawing a blank, Steph. Please,
you're the worst, do not sister ever.
Pop culture junkies. No, so she has a podcast, and it is called the Pop Culture Junkies. And she does it with her friend Michelle. Shout out to you, Michelle. And they just geek out. Literally, like, that's the only way I can really explain it. They just geek out over comics and Marvel and DC and honestly anything and everything you can think of. They've probably covered it thus far. So
absolutely,
go check them out. They're amazing and they're hilarious. All right, so The Merry Maids, so it says here, Olivia Tippin is done with her training at the academy and ready to serve the order. Her abilities with movement and telekinesis earn her a spot with the Merry Maids, a small black ops team that works on the order's behalf to unofficially clean up official messes. As the new courier for the Merry Maids, Olivia's training is immediately put to the test when the Order sends them on a mission to collect the disassembled pieces of an artifact called the Star Killer. Cool. The pieces are hidden across the galaxy like a deadly scavenger hunt, and the person who hid them wants Olivia to destroy the Star Killer instead of turning it over to the Order. Luckily, the Merry Maids have her back. She's going to need it.
Wow.
I know.
Interesting.
I know. And like I said, it's a whole thing. I have all of them here. So again, shout out to you, Steph. I can't wait to like start rereading those because they're just amazing. I could read them 1,000 times.
Okay.
So, and then for the last one, I actually, thanks to Jordan, I found this one on the Book of the Month. I actually ordered this book because I'm pretty excited about it, and I can't wait to hopefully read it. So, which I probably will, because it's coming to me. So, this one is a thriller, and this one is called The Last Thing He Told Me, and this is by Laura Dave. So, just a quick take that it shows on here. It just says it's the story of a new wife and stepmother who must unravel the mystery left behind when her husband disappears. So, I'm sure we could probably find something a little bit more about that, but I don't think I want to. I think I want to hold off and find out more about what that one's about.
Okay. So between all those three, A Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, yes. The Merry Maids by your sister Stephanie Contreras,
yes,
and The Last Thing He Told Me, which, sorry, was written by who again?
Laura Dave.
Okay.
Yes.
So where are you at? What are you feeling?
I think I want to do The Last Thing He Told Me. That just seems to catch my eye the most.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Yes. I will choose that.
But with The Vanishing Half becoming an HBO
series.
She's
going to pull my leg, y'all.
I'm just saying. It will be read for this podcast.
Well, how about we read this one, and then we can read.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not complaining. I'm saying at some point
we'll have to read it.
We will, 100%.
Yes.
And we'll have to read your sister's.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Amazon, that this was like a whole... you can get them on Amazon. They are...
Okay.
$14, I think. I don't remember how much. I just remember that she obviously let her immediate family know, like, hey, I'm creating a book series. And so she let us know when it
That's
went
awesome.
Live, and we went crazy and just bought books.
I love it. Okay. So we'll be reading The Last Thing He Told Me.
Yes.
Okay. Now for our listeners out there as well, excuse me, just to let y'all know, we probably will not be doing a book a week.
Yes.
that is something realistically for our lives we cannot handle.
Right.
So we're probably looking at doing, if not one book a month, potentially two.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think we'll probably stick to one to start.
Yes.
And then kind of go from there.
Yeah, and if we build up our listeners, then we can start exploring the avenues of maybe doing two.
Right, right, right.
And then we'll go from there. So it depends on how much you guys like us. That will be... So speaking of which, too, we will be creating some social media.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram, Facebook... we will get an email address together as well, just so that way we can give that to you guys and you have a way to get in touch with us. Let us know your reviews, what we need to work on, if you guys have suggestions for any kind of books, series, anything. We will take all of it, any of it. So we will definitely get that to you guys soon also.
Love it.
Yes.
What is a pleasant thought or like a warm fuzzy? What is something you want to leave our listeners with to end this podcast episode today?
Warm fuzzy. Oh, goodness. I'm not very warm and fuzzy. drink more wine. Just
I mean, I don't even need can to be you told
go,
to do that.
Can you go wrong with drinking more wine? You know, I encourage it. While you guys are listening to our podcast, drink with us. It's recorded, but I mean, still.
It's fine.
Probably still drinking.
You've hardly touched yours.
She's literally, like, grabbing her wine glass now, and she's like, oh, no, that was not an incentive to chug. My lord. This girl.
But it's so delicious.
So yeah, that's what you really to drink more wine?
Yeah, just drink wine. Just do what we do. Follow by our lead.
There you go. Oh my goodness. But yes, no, we'll come to you each episode with a new book, with a new bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. And maybe something a little more official of something warm and fuzzy. You'll have to look up some inspiring quotes. At the end of these podcasts and leave you guys all warm and fuzzy inside to leave it off on a good note.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking for a warm fuzzy, I guess. And I don't know, maybe we can work on the title of that. We can call it something different moving forward. But yeah, I mean, as we all know, 2020 was a hard year. Mm-hmm. It was a difficult year for everyone, and I just want to say, like, isn't it crazy that we're already nearly halfway through of 2021? Like,
it went by so fast. Last year, it was going so slow, we didn't know what was happening with the world.
And let me tell you something, if there's anything that I think we've learned from this experience... It's that if I can make it through 2020, and I'm using a proverbial, like,
yes.
If we
yes
can make it through 2020,
yes,
we can make it through just about anything.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
I'm a very faithful believer in Jesus Christ and love the Lord, and I just want to pass that love and light along to other people, whether you follow a particular, you know, set of beliefs or religion or not.
I believe in wine.
Amen.
Yes,
sister.
We have to just.
I believe in Jesus and I believe in wine. I think you can believe in multiple things.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that would be my warm fuzzy, I guess, would just be keep going.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that either, being our end of the podcast. You know, now it's time for a warm and fuzzy.
Something like that, I guess. We'll anyway, before we get too crazy, stay reading, stay classy,
stay drinking. All right, bye guys.
Bye.